Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And Robert Green is a consultant with Entertainment Consultants. It's a firm specializing in employee and employer relationships. And the Christmas party is coming up. There's an awful lot of, I guess, sort of explosive times ahead of us when it comes to employee and employer relationships, not to mention the economy we're in. Correct, Mr. Green? And welcome to our show.
Thank you, Phil. And you're absolutely right. We're in a tough economy, and we're also in one of those times a year where employee-employer relationships can become very interesting.
And it's the Christmas party season, right?
It is the Christmas party season. I wanted to explain what we do at...
I'm sorry. Tell us exactly the nature of Entertainment Consultants.
Entertainment Consultants is a firm that I founded 5 years ago that helps employees in their relationships with their employers. It helps them relate. It helps them affect a more constructive workplace, and it helps them avoid destructive behavior or behavior that would be seen as destructive by their employers.
And hence we, for instance, Christmas parties are times when things get out of hand?
There are many Christmas parties, and there are many things we've seen that have caused, I think, a great deal of strain among employers and employees. Drunkenness, overt sexual contact and harassment, overeating, inappropriate remark, inappropriate dress. We are hired by the employees, not the employers. Most employers don't hire us, but a group of employees will get together and hire us to monitor their behavior at a Christmas party so that they don't do anything that jeopardizes their relationship with their employer.
So you go into a Christmas party. Are you invited?
We get the tacit approval of the employer.
To go into a Christmas party, and you're there to watch the employees that have hired you to make sure they don't get out of hand?
In a nutshell, that's correct, Phil. We've saved a lot of jobs. We have helped employee-employer relationship.
Give me an example. So you go into the party where the employees have hired you to watch their behavior.
Well, it's in ways that sometimes you might not guess. One thing that we've learned is just how dangerous, for instance, some place as simple as a dance floor can be.
All right. If we've lost contact.
I'm right here. I'm sorry. Something as simple as a dance floor can be. Most people, from our observation, I can tell you, Phil, that most people don't know how to dance. And it's as I don't mean it to sound offensive, but most people just don't know how to dance.
In terms of how they look on a dance floor?
In terms of how they look on a dance floor.
Well, I can tell you just for myself, I don't know how to dance, and I probably look ridiculous.
Well, Phil, don't feel alone, because most people look absolutely ridiculous on a dance floor. And a lot of them dance as if they have some kind of inner ear infection or a neurological disorder. You get on a dance floor, you dance badly, you know, like some kind of a retard. Your job can be affected.
How is
Well, an employer sees one of their employees dancing like he has a muscular problem. He begins to question, did I hire a guy who's retarded?
Go ahead.
Did I hire a guy who has a nervous condition? These are all things that go together. And
so if a group of employees at a Christmas party, and for instance, our Christmas party is coming up, and we're going to be dancing, what do you advise the people at our Christmas party?
Well, I would advise, if they had hired me...
If we were to hire you...
I would monitor your dancing on the dance floor.
Yeah?
I would monitor your dancing on the dance floor.
Go ahead.
I'm here.
Yeah, so am I.
I would monitor your dancing on the dance floor. And if I saw anything that looked as if, that looked retarded, it's the only way I can put it.
Well, you say most people dance as if they have an inner ear infection?
Most people dance as if they have a balance problem. Most people that you'll notice in bars or in a lot of these dance places, they dance as if they've had some nervous condition or the very early stages of multiple sclerosis, for instance.
I've been in a lot of dance places in my life. My wife likes to go dancing. I don't think I've ever seen people dance that badly. But what would you do?
What we would do is we would walk over to them, and we're like a behavior monitor. We walk over to you. We suggest that you stop dancing because you look stupid, and we'll gently put our arm around your shoulder, and we'll lead you to one of many places, outside for a cigarette, over to the dessert tray, whatever.
What could an employer... All right, I'm going to give our number out here. We're talking with Robert Greene. He's an employee consultant. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're saying that you will go into a party, into a Christmas party, if you see employees dancing badly, you'll go over and tell them so.
We'll tell them they look ridiculous, yeah.
All right. What's the worst thing that a bad dancer... How will that affect his relationship with his employer?
It depends. Some employers don't like employees that look like, to use the vernacular of the day, Phil, and I don't think it's appropriate, but I'll use it because a lot of kids use it. Most employers may not want an employee that looks like a retard. I'm going to give you an example of a song that is played at a lot of dances. And
Craig has that?
Yeah, I believe your engineer has that.
Go ahead and fire it, Craig. Oh, this is the Macarena?
This is the Macarena. This is the number one song that is... This song has been out, Phil, since around 1995. And so many people get up and try to dance to this and haven't been able to figure out there's basic movements. And they get out. You're supposed to put your hands on your ears or your hips or something. And you see so many people look absolutely stupid trying to do this. And one of the moves that we find inappropriate is at one point, and mostly these are women, by the way, that dance to this, but it's the men that really look dumb. They stick their rear ends out and shake it, and you may be sticking your rear end out and shaking it in close proximity to a table where there is food, where people are trying to enjoy a meal. Now, listen to this.
All right, I'm familiar with the Macarena. So you're saying, in other words, people dance to the Macarena at Christmas parties and look stupid?
I'd say a good 70 to 80%, yeah.
So what do you do then? You go over to them?
We go over to them and we say, look, you hired us to do this. You look like an absolute... You look like an idiot. Now, when an employer sees his entire staff moving like they're masturbating, it tends to make a very uncomfortable meeting Monday morning.
Come on. What was I supposed to do?
See what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying about people looking stupid when they dance. I don't quite understand how an employer... But this would negatively affect an employee's relationship with his employer.
Absolutely.
All right, let's move on to overt sexual contact.
I'd like to talk about excessive drinking, if I could, Phil.
Excessive drinking. Now, that's something that's obviously going to get a lot of people in trouble.
Excessive drinking is something that's done at every Christmas party. And you see it over and over and over again. Most of our clients are people who drink to excess at a Christmas party, and we can tell if they're going to get sick or not. Now, as crazy as this sounds, it is much better to vomit on a person who's standing next to you than to go to a toilet, and I'll tell you why.
It's better, even if it's your boss?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this much. If you throw up on someone, you can always say it was the bad food, it was a mixture of medication I'm taking, and it just happened. If you go to the toilet and do it, people will think, ah, it's the drinking and he just made it. So all of these things put together combine to create an atmosphere for the employee that is destructive.
All right, well, you've identified an employee getting up and looking stupid when he dances and drinking too much.
And we aren't there to stop anyone from drinking, I just want to say. We're there to guide them to the best place to vomit. And most of the time, it's vomit on a person, not in the toilet. Because when you throw up on someone... They realize, or they may think that...
It's not about the medication, about the bad food. It is about the excessive drinking.
Right, but that can hurt you on Monday morning.
I see. Okay, so you are protecting the employee from any notion that he overdrank.
That's exactly correct. We want the employer and other employees to think he vomited on that person because it was bad seafood. And most Christmas parties will always, almost to a party, they'll always feature... bad shrimp and oysters as a beginner course. And it's amazing that more people don't vomit at a lot of these Christmas parties eating the shrimp and the shrimp cocktail and all of that.
All right, Robert Green with us. He is a consultant telling us some very interesting and I would say some unorthodox things. They go into Christmas parties and advise employees how to behave. The one thing he sees employees do that is ridiculous is how they dance badly. And he will tell people that are dancing badly to get off the dance floor because if your boss sees you dancing as, quote, a retard, end quote, he may have some negative views of you. The other thing he says is if you're going to be sick from drinking, throw up on someone because that will mean to them that you must have gotten sick from food and not booze. It's unorthodox, it's unusual, but they claim a high success rate in keeping employees and employers on good terms. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Our guest is Robert Green with Entertainment Consultants, a firm specializing in employee and employer relationships and helping employees get through Christmas parties this year. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
That's what they do, though.
We're talking with Robert Green, who is with Entertainment Consultants. So people dancing, looking like idiots.
Most people don't know how to dance.
Who judges that?
Well, the people who judge that are myself or the entertainment consultants that are there. The consultant specialists who are people who have obviously been involved in this business for a long time will look at the way people dance, and if they look like... Again, if they look retarded or...
Well, when you say retarded, you've used muscular dystrophy, you've used inner ear infection.
Because that is the comment that we get from a lot of employees. I've looked at other people dancing, they look stupid. I don't want to look that way. And so we'll go over and tell them, you dance really badly, get off the dance floor.
Okay, Robert Green with us, 1-800-449-8686. He monitors employees at Christmas parties. If they're dancing badly, drinking too much, or other behavior, he'll go over to them. His employees will go over to them and tell them, and that way they can save their jobs. Here's Pam. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Pam, go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Green.
Yes, ma'am.
I have to say, I'm just appalled at your technique.
I'm hired to do this. You have to understand that people hire us, so we're not doing anything... We're not doing anything that people We're not doing anything that people don't hire us to do. If you get out onto a dance floor and you look ridiculous, you hire me to tell you so.
Well, what I was going to say is that I've been with law firms and some very conservative law firms for 20 years. I've been to Christmas parties. And the law firms usually put on Christmas parties for the employees to have fun. And that includes dancing.
Yeah, but that's not to look ridiculous because that could endanger. Some people dance like they're trying to hold in a load of diarrhea, and that is simply not going to go very well.
And that in itself has been entertaining and the source of a lot of fun afterwards, but I've never seen it ruin a relationship between the employee and the employer.
Well, don't
the
you think
drinking thing, the only thing with the drinking, by the way, that most employers are concerned with is the liability of an open bar.
Well,
and
that's
that is
very
where
true.
They take responsibility in that regard.
But look,
but
you don't want to think you don't want to think that the one of the lawyers you hired is a drunk, do you? An alcoholic. And
well,
if he's throwing up on people, that's a dead giveaway. But what we tell him
if he's already displaying signs of being drunk, throwing up on somebody is only going to make it worse.
No, it doesn't, because we give them an excuse. I was mixing medication or it was bad food. And there's always some bad appetizer at one of these parties. You've been to a million of them, Sharon. The shrimp is always bad.
Well, they're
going
to have
lousy.
To come up with a lot better excuse than shrimp or medication to convince other lawyers that that's the reason when they've been displaying acts of being drunk.
Well, look at this. See, Phil, this is an example of an employee who accepts somebody dancing badly but doesn't accept someone vomiting on someone.
Well,
it's the same thing. You dance like a retard or you throw up on people.
I wish you wouldn't use the word retard.
really, that is offensive.
No, but I'm trying to be descriptive. Have you ever seen these people... They're walking across a crosswalk in front of your car.
You know, that description is the only thing I could see applied to an employer that would hire your services for a party of all things.
No, ma'am.
But hey, we all got to make a living.
Well, my question is, Bob, who hires you, the employee or the employer?
The employees.
Not the employer.
No, the employees want to stay in good with their employer. So they don't want to get onto the dance floor and look stupid. They certainly don't want to act. I can give an example. A lot of women, the only chance they get to really look good or put on a party dress is at one of these parties. Naturally, one of them's going to wear something inappropriate, and a man's going to come on to them. Now, we had a guy at a Christmas party last year walk up to the boss's wife and try to put his hand up her dress. We went over to this young lady. We told her that the dress was inappropriate. We had a overcoat for her to wear.
Wait, whoa, wait a second. This guy put his hand up her dress?
That is correct.
And it's her fault?
Yes, it's her fault. Because
why is it her fault?
Well, what's she doing wearing it? Why should
I make a comment about that? I mean, my comment
is... She's walking in wearing a dress. Like, she's got... Everything's hanging out.
Now, if somebody was going to be hired to do something, I could see you running interference on something like that, but not the fun part of dancing and having a few drinks and getting a little sick and being discreet and going to the toilet.
Dancing badly, we have found among employers, dancing badly is the same as getting drunk and urinating on your boss's car.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that has been...
That's been your experience.
Yes, and I think a lot of people can't dance very well, and so they get defensive. Do you dance, ma'am?
Oh, I love to dance, but...
What I asked you is, do you dance?
I do dance, and you probably have to pull me off the table, okay?
Okay, that means you dance badly. Anybody that gets up on a
and
table...
And I have a ball.
All right.
Yeah, great. And we all are forced to look up your dress while you're up there, is that it?
No, wait a second,
no,
okay?
I usually wear dress pants to parties.
When you get on the table, you're usually in pants?
So that I can dance and have fun.
Dancing on a table.
Oh, I'm teasing.
So we're all forced to look up your dress.
Look at Bob. The lady said...
Nobody ever forces you to look up anybody's dress.
Unless
you have a neck brace
or something. When you get on top of my table while I'm trying to have dessert and coffee, I think you're forcing me to look up your skirt.
What you say, Bob, to that person, to that lady who had a man stick his hand up her dress, was it was her fault.
Absolutely, because the women, the first time in their...
Why isn't it his fault?
He's had a couple of pops. He's going to have a few drinks. Well, I've seen the first time the women have a chance to get into these dresses is at one of these dances. I can tell you how I got into this business to save others from what I had to go through. I was a vice president in charge of accounts. Well, this is tough for me to say.
Go ahead.
I was a vice president in charge of accounts at an advertising agency, and we had our annual Christmas party. And I'm not proud of this, Phil, but I was younger then, and I'd had a couple of pops, and I allowed my boss's wife to perform an oral act on me in front of the junior sales staff. I was very drunk, and I had given them the impression that they were supposed to watch as part of their training. I'm not proud of this. It cost me my job. I allowed it to happen. I allowed that woman to take advantage of me. And with entertainment consultants...
I just want to be clear. Your boss's wife... Did what?
She performed an oral act on me.
In front of the junior sales staff?
Yes. It was her fault, though, because she knew that I'd been drinking. She knew that I was not of sound mind. But I was the one that got fired. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I would say that it's both of your problems there.
Well, no, because I was the one that had too much to drink. So she did it to me because I was drunk and I didn't know what I was doing. She forced me.
She forced you and you got fired?
I got fired. That's why I formed this company, Entertainment Consultants, so that if you're at a Christmas party and you act like a retard, we can...
Will you please not use that word, okay?
I'm sorry. If you're at a Christmas party and you act stupid, we will tell you, you know, no offense, but you dance like an absolute, utter, blithering fool. Get off the dance floor.
But no offense.
The more direct we are, the better it is. I can tell you that, sir.
All right, Robert Greene, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Entertainment consultants, they go into Christmas parties, they monitor your behavior. If you're too drunk, if you dance badly, if you're wearing an inappropriate dress, they'll tell you before it becomes a problem with your boss. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
1-866-866. The Bill Henry Show is back.
You know, I've heard of the fashion police. I've never heard of the dance police, though. Just go out into a dance. You know what? You look really stupid. Come on, sit down. Sit down at the bar. See, me, I know how dumb I look. Although my wife tells me I look sexy. You know, well, maybe she's looking through the eyes of love and all that baloney. Yeah, and she's my wife. She's, you know. Thank God we got through that, didn't we? We got through that. We got through.
Oh, is that the part?
We got through that. We made it through. We made it through. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Along with me.
We got through all of that. And then came 9/11. Just when we were starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel after. All of a sudden, we got to deal with 9/11. Get me a break. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. I had a thing that I was going to read you about the stuff that they're sending the guys that are living, you know, the troops. But first, a mention of our website, philhenryshow.com. Get your backstage pass. Don't forget our webcast. Oh, by the way, the voice of Bob Green was performed by me, as was the voice of, who was the guy we did originally? Oh, Doug Danger, that was performed by me. And all those people to call, they're real people. They think that's a real guy they're talking to, and some of those people that call, Mensa members. College-educated folks. By the way, I get this argument with my wife all the time. You know that people graduate from college and fall flat on their faces. You're aware of that. My wife thinks that a college education and a college degree is absolute security. Well, not absolute security, but she really believes that if you get a college degree, if you work your ass off through high school and college and get that college degree, then every beer you drank, every day you spent laying around on the sofa not mowing the lawn, every day you spent playing Myth on the computer was well worth it because you got your college degree. And I said to her, you know, people come out of college, they fall flat on their freaking faces. Now, why did I bring that up? Because I didn't go to college. Yeah, it's absolute security if you want to work at Radio Shack. That's exactly right. I didn't go to college, and, you know, well, even though I wasted about 20 years of my life, I've lucked into a really good life. But our website has the live streaming video of the webcast on December the 21st, and you can come in and literally come in to work with us. Starting at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern, you'll see us doing our show prep, and you'll see us executing our show. And some days, we ought to be executed for doing our show. So that's philhenryshow.com. Pick up your backstage pass. It's only $6.95. And watch the webcast of the Phil Henry Show, our show prep, and our show itself on December the 21st. Kind of a Merry Christmas gift. It's a bonus. You get all the additional audio archives, all of the additional 30-day archives that we have for you from our 30-day archive of our shows. And you can listen live anytime you want to today's Phil Henry Show. It's all there on philhenryshow.com. $6.95 for the backstage pass. This guy, this kid, this John Walker, are we done with his story yet? How come every day I turn the TV on and I see him? What's the debate exactly here? What exactly is the debate? Every day I flip the TV, and now I got Jerry Falwell in my face. Boy, it's been a long time, Jerry, but you're back on the tube. Look at that. There's Jerry on CNN. Man, I knew it wouldn't be long. You can't keep a good man down, and you can't keep a good fat man down. Just look at me and Jerry. I knew they'd have him back on TV before long, even though he said that the homosexuals and abortionists and Little Red Riding Hood and Captain Kangaroo were all guilty of starting the 9/11 thing. Jerry said it all, said the most unacceptable stuff, but by God, he's back on TV. Jimmy the Greek says something about breeding black people. He's off the air. And I'd much rather be seeing Jimmy the Greek right now than Jerry Falwell. Where is the justice? You know, Al Campana said something about black folks can't swim. Well, maybe they can, maybe they can't. What, are you going to ruin a guy's career because of that? And I ain't seen hide nor hair of Al Campanis since he said black folks don't float too good. But look at this. Falwell is all over the news, even though he said that the gays were responsible and the abortionists were responsible, and if they hadn't stopped him, he probably would have gotten to the black folks are responsible and all the other people are responsible. Man, he's back on TV. Man, they must be in dire need of having some experts up there to talk about. Who are we talking about today? Oh, yeah, John Walker, the Taliban guy. I'll get on there and talk about Walker. You want me to get on there and talk about this guy? I'll tell you what we ought to know about this guy. An American CIA agent is dead today because of this guy. Cook him. How about that? Or is that going to piss his father and his mother off? Is that going to make his mom and dad sad? You bet. Look, I ain't saying anything you haven't heard before, right? I'm just asking this question. How come this is still a news story? You want to know why? Because there's like three people that think this guy ought to come back to America and go and live in the cabana until his dad can get him a job down at the insurance company or wherever it is that he lives or works. There's three people that think the guy ought to, and they get all of the play. And then they got Jerry up there because they can't find anybody. You know, what is the story, man? This is a story that has gone on too long, and I'll tell you why. Because Jerry Falwell's back on TV. Last I saw that videotape of that Michael Spann, the CIA agent, interrogating him at that prison, and he's kneeling there. What? He's a retard. He's mentally deficient. He hasn't got all of his brain cells. I think he's a dope fiend. I think he's been taking acid. I think he's been eating the magic mushrooms of the hills of Tora Bora. I think he's been laying around the pool of Tora Bora too long. He is he's a mental case. They try to ask this guy some questions. He doesn't say anything. I don't think it's because he's protecting Bin Laden. I don't think he knows where he is. Who does he think he's, Charlie Manson? You know what? Bring him back to America and stick him in a hole in the ground for the rest of his life. Put him in a mental hospital. I think that's what the kid deserves, a mental hospital. There's nobody that disagrees with this notion, but they're still debating this thing 5 days later or whenever it is they found this guy. What is the debate? There's nothing to debate other than the fact that there's three or four people and the kid's parents that are still yakking about this loud enough where everybody's paying attention to it in Washington. And meanwhile, I'm looking at Falwell again. I don't know why that guy's back on the tube. Any guy who wants to see Jimmy the Greek back? Come on. I don't know what Jimmy said, something about the black people breeding together and they make a big black kid. That's exactly what he said. And it sounded ignorant, and it was ill-informed, and it was stupid, but it was Jimmy the Greek. He don't get paid to say stuff about breeding black people. All I want to know is who he likes in this week's Jet game. But they bounced him because of that. And I don't know, is he still alive? He's sitting down there. He's rail-birding down in Florida someplace. He's sitting at the rail looking at the ponies or the dogs or whatever it is that he bets on down there. He ain't got no job. Al Campanis, one of the greatest baseball people in the history of man on this planet, this guy is out of here because he said that black folks can't float. Well, he ain't a swimming coach. He was a baseball guy. So I would expect he didn't know anything about swimming. Those two guys are gone from my life, and I would have loved to have both of them here today so I can figure out, A, whether we're going to have a good ball club in L.A. again, and B, who I can bet on this weekend in the upcoming Dolphin crap game where whoever they're playing. But no, I ain't got them. I do got Falwell in my kisser after he said all that stuff about the gays and the abortionists and everything else. Now, here's this Walker guy on TV. He's getting medical attention, and the camera is hanging on this guy like he is Jesus revisited. Jimmy the Greek died in April of 96, I'm told. Does that mean he's not alive? And there's Jimmy Walker, man. Or is it Johnny Walker? Is that his name? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
On yesterday's show, Margaret Gray, a syndicated columnist, was on, not yesterday's, Friday's show, I should say, was on talking about Ben Affleck and the great contribution he's made to America's war efforts. Ben Affleck made Pearl Harbor, and in so doing, educated millions of Americans to what Pearl Harbor was, because up until that movie came out, we thought Pearl Harbor was you know, just a place that like had a beach. That's where you went to swim, and you made pineapples there. But then Ben Affleck made that movie and then crawled into a bottle. So he should be buried at Arlington National Cemetery as the result. Here's Margaret as performed by me on Friday's show.
Bill Hendry. Flashback.
Yes, I would like to know what this Mrs. Gray is doing on your your program. She's uneducated.
I know
she's
more about
ridiculous.
Pearl Harbor than you do, dear.
I know more about
Pearl Harbor than you do.
No, I'm sorry you don't. I'm a Canadian.
A Canadian's going to tell me all about my country now.
No, well, you don't know very much about it.
Isn't that the ultimate gall?
No, you don't know enough about your country.
All right, well, if you know so much about Pearl Harbor, you can say
that people don't know about Pearl Harbor, that was the greatest day in infamy in the 20th century until what happened in September of this year.
I can't understand how a person
who is supposed to know, you're a columnist, I'm told.
You must
pay people to look up your information, because you don't know anything.
Let me ask you a question. When did the Japanese attack Canada? I wasn't aware that there was a...
Everybody in the world knew about Pearl Harbor. Everybody in the whole world is right. I don't know what this woman is doing on your program.
Well, I will say this much. Everyone knew about it, but I don't know how many knew about it. So you're being rude.
Come on with the comments.
Excuse me,
you're being rude, my darling.
Lighten up a little bit.
I can't. I was listening to you, and it made me so angry. I can't believe you said people don't know about Pearl Harbor. Everybody knows about Pearl Harbor.
All I'm asking is that Ben Affleck be allowed to be buried at Arlington National.
You're asking him a stupid request.
Why
he doesn't deserve to be there.
Look at fact. Ben Affleck
I know all the facts.
Ben Affleck was dumped by Gwyneth Paltrow like he had leprosy.
A lot of people get dumped.
He got dumped.
Yeah, a lot of people get dumped.
A lot of people become alcoholics. That has no reason for him to bury him in Arlington Cemetery. He's no hero.
After they make a movie that opens the eyes of Americans and Canadians alike about...
Please, what do you mean, open up the eyes of America?
You didn't know anything about Pearl Harbor until that film came out, and you know... All right,
I didn't see the film. Tell me this.
Excuse me,
I did not see that film. I deliberately did not go.
Well, then you don't know anything about Pearl
Harbor. Excuse me. I know more about it than you do,
evidently. What's the main import-export of Hawaii, then?
Pardon me?
What was the main import-export of Pearl Harbor?
What are you talking about, import-export of Pearl Harbor?
Oh, so you know all about Pearl Harbor, huh?
What was your question supposed to be?
What is your question supposed to be? To find out whether you know about Pearl Harbor.
I went to Pearl Harbor deliberately to see the memorial, would you believe?
All right, which
I went to see the cemetery and the sunken ships.
Well, the answer, Helen, is pineapple, duh.
No,
oh my God.
You mean they grow pineapple?
Oh, my God.
You mean the Dole Company?
Oh, my God.
Is it Hawaii?
You didn't know pineapple comes from Hawaii.
No,
Sweet God.
May I ask you why you say that?
Because I asked you what the main import-export
was. I'm talking about Pearl Harbor, the movie.
Every idiot knows that pineapple,
the Dole Company, is out of Hawaii.
I'm talking about Pearl Harbor. I have to tell you, I'm no history buff,
and I don't know a lot about a lot of things. But when you say that
you said
Ben Affleck belongs in this particular cemetery because he made a movie about Pearl Harbor that nobody knows about, it's laughable.
Who is Ben Hitchcock? I don't know who that is.
I didn't say Ben Hitchcock. I said Ben Affleck.
You said Alfred Hitchcock or something like that.
She said Ben Affleck, okay?
There's something wrong with your hearing, lady.
There's something wrong with your hearing. Helen, may I say something?
Certainly.
First of all, I asked you, did you know about Pearl Harbor, the war event, not the movie. You said, yes, you did. I asked you, what's the main import-export of Pearl Harbor? You said you didn't know.
I didn't know it was pineapple. Stop attacking me. Please stop attacking me.
Why are you attacking people, okay? The people, everybody who went to school,
I learned about Pearl Harbor.
Mr. Hendry, I'm offended by you trying to protect your ignorant callers. I can do very well. Thank you very much.
You are the most ignorant, uneducated... I'm ignorant, no adjectives that can describe you. Why in the world you're on this program in the first place, I'll never know because you know nothing.
Oh, Helen, I'm ignorant and you didn't know that plastic Lays come from Hawaii.
I wore plastic Lays when I went to Hawaii.
And then you should have known that that is one of the main exports of Pearl Harbor.
We're not here to talk about the exports
Look at
of
ladies,
Hawaii.
Ladies.
We're here to talk about the movie Pearl Harbor
and the event of Pearl Harbor.
We're not here to talk about the exports or the imports of Hawaii.
All right, and Ben Affleck.
We're here to talk about the movie
and
Ben Affleck.
What did Ben Affleck crawl into after making the movie?
You've said it a million times.
Please shut up and let her answer.
Oh, what was your question? I didn't hear you.
What did Ben Affleck crawl into after making Pearl Harbor?
I have no idea. I'm not interested in Ben Affleck.
So you know all about the movie. He crawled into into a bottle.
I don't know about the movie. I didn't go to see it. I'm talking about Pearl Harbor, the event.
Oh, I see. So it's not the movie. It's the event. First, it was the event, then it is the movie.
You say people don't know about it. Everybody knows about it. If they're halfway...
What do they call the number one law enforcement agency in Hawaii?
Don't ask me anything except about the event of Pearl Harbor. That's what I'm calling about.
Phil, can I ask you a question?
I'm calling about the event of Pearl Harbor that you know nothing about.
Helen's calling about the event.
Nobody knows about it.
No one knows about it until the film came out.
Oh, please.
Phil,
I want to ask. Many films. There's Pearl
Harbor. I'd like to ask Mr. Henry a question.
There were so many films made about Pearl Harbor.
Hold on for a minute. What do you want to ask me, Margaret?
What is the name of the number one law enforcement agency in Hawaii?
Who cares?
Well, wait a minute. The number one law, I ought to know this, the Hawaii Highway Patrol.
Oh, my God. It's called Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, bull crap.
Oh, listen to you, Kathleen. And you're from
laughable,
Canada.
Lady.
You're from Canada.
I have no more time to waste on you.
What's
bye-bye.
The number one? Yes, thank
talk
you.
Talk more about Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, Phil,
about
get more Canadians to call in so they can tell us all about it. That's
pardon
really,
me?
I said we should get more Canadians to call in so you guys can tell us about our country.
Well,
good
I have to
God
tell you
Almighty.
That we know more about your country than you know about ours.
And why did you belch like that?
Because I'm just fed up.
I know more, and the Canadians know much more about the United States than the United States citizens know about Canada.
What's
it's
the
shameful.
Capital of Alabama?
It's shameful.
What's the capital
goodbye,
of Alabama?
Lady.
Yeah, goodbye,
lady.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You. God, I hate ignorant Canadians.
Bill Henry.
I do, too. I don't like ignorant Canadians, especially when they make a crack like they know more about our country than we know about theirs. Oh, you mean she's right? Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here's some stuff, by the way, that's going over. The entertainment industry has sent over to our guys in Afghanistan, our boys and our girls on the ground over there. DreamWorks is sending videotapes and DVDs of Shrek free of charge to all bases and troop ships. CBS donated a Garth Brooks music special taped on the aircraft carrier USS Enterprise to Armed Forces Radio and Armed Forces Television, and they sent it back. Disney is shipping 40,000 videotapes and cassettes to military bases in the USA and is sending free copies of ESPN magazine to overseas bases. 20th Century Fox hosted a premiere of Behind Enemy Lines. Yeah, that's what you want to do. A realistic movie like Behind Enemy Lines. Send that to guys that are actually in a war. That movie, is that the one that stars Owen Wilson and Gene Hackman? I wouldn't see that if they pried my eyes open like Malcolm McDowell in Clockwork Orange. Well, who wants to go see a war movie now that all this crap's going on in Afghanistan? You know what I'm saying? Doesn't it look stupid? Doesn't it look just a little bit silly? Does it look a little contrived? All of the heroics? This guy shot down behind enemy lines, some cornball story. You know, when did that ever happen to anybody? Oh, except in Bosnia. But you know what I'm saying. Blockbuster's donating 3,600 videos to 30 USO centers overseas and DVD players and movies to six domestic U.S. centers and the carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt. All of them heavily edited by Blockbuster, and so that all the bad words are taken out because we don't want our service people offended by dirty words that they may use frequently themselves. But, gee, you know, what's a couple of words between friends? What, are you kidding me? So there you are. That's what those guys are doing. What we'd like to do is donate some things to our guys overseas. We're going to provide our webcast free of charge to Armed Forces Radio, Armed Forces Television, any cat, Osama bin Laden, anybody wants it over there, man, they got it for free. That webcast going to go. What if I found out that bin Laden was logging onto our site just for kicks, just for a little comic relief? God, that would be so wrong. 1-800-449-8686. Get your backstage pass at philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com. And the big bonus, if you sign up now, you get our webcast December the 21st. 6 big hours of me show prepping and doing a show live. 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. That's philhendryshow.com. Log on. Get that backstage pass now.